But if you don't have any sin in your life, you're walking holy, then this beast, if he comes by your house to test you or tempt you, you don't have to go there with him. Now, when he come to Adam and Eve, did he come to Eve before she had sinned? Did he? Yes. He came and he threw that little black mantle over her head and crawled under her with her and said, Eve, did God really say you can't eat of any of the fruit of the garden? Is that what God said?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what God said at all.
Yeah.
God says we can eat of any of the fruit of the garden except one. And then she said, we're not to touch that. No, he didn't say that either. He didn't say nothing about touching it. He said, don't eat it. Now, I can tell you, the husband's the one told her, don't touch it. Because, see, he's the one. See, God came to him and told him, Adam, I'm putting you in charge of the family. Now, see this garden? I've made it for you and all the fruit out there. You can have all you want to, except that one tree right in the middle. Don't you eat of that tree. If you do, you're going to die. So Adam come to his wife and said, honey, you see that tree right in the middle? God told me we can eat anything out there we want to, but that tree in the middle, don't you look at it, don't you touch it, and don't you eat it. See, he was trying to go overboard. He didn't want her to even get close to that tree. And that's what she heard. And so the devil deceived her. When the devil said, oh, but see, God knows that the minute you eat of that fruit, your eyes will be open. You'll be smart like him. He's pretty slick, isn't he? He's still deceiving all of us just like that today. Same way. The beast is doing the same thing. God gave us this magnificent book, tells us exactly what to do, what we can do. And there's not a handful of Christians in the world that believe this book. Number one, we don't know it. We don't read it. I mean, if you don't read this book through at least once a year. Here a while back, I'd done an entire teaching on the book of Proverbs, all 31 chapters from chapter 1 to chapter 31 in about 35 or 40 settings, 2 hours each. And when I got through it, I told Dave, I said, wow, finally got through the book of Proverbs. I said, I wonder what we're going to do for Tuesday night Bible study now. He said, start over with chapter 1. I said, wow, you must have really got something. He said, I got something every night you taught. But I didn't do it again. We have since canceled Tuesday night Bible study. We're not doing it in the summer because whenever 4, 5, or 6 people or 10 people show up for a Tuesday night Bible study and I got to prepare to teach for 2 hours, I'm not going to do it for 4 or 5 people. You know, so I'm just going to cancel it until the summer's over. When the summer's over, maybe we'll start back in the fall. And if people will come, then I'll prepare and teach. How much power and authority did God give us over these evil spirits? Is that good news? And see, we go around begging God all the time, God, would you do something with the devil? Is that what we do? God, would you please do something with the devil? You know what he turns to you and says? I already did. I totally defeated him for you. I told you, now don't sin. You walk holy before me. And you have been given power over him. Now I want to take you to another place in 1 John 5. And I'm going to take you to verse 14. And I want to show you in 1 John 5:14 some of the promises that God made you and me today. 1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, God's will, he hears us. And verse 15. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. Isn't that awesome? That you can ask for anything, and if it's according to his will. Well, you might say, well, what in the world is according to his will? Don't be like a pastor one time of a Pentecostal church where I went to speak. And he asked me for something that I'll never forget. He said, would you be in agreement with me that God would take away my wife so I could marry this other woman? I told him, no, absolutely not. I ain't touching that with a 10-foot pole. He must have been upset with his wife, huh? Obviously, she wasn't the good woman that she needed to be. If he was that upset with his wife, there was something wrong. Wow. So, no, he's not going to hear a prayer like that, so they knew he was asking it. That's not within his will. How many of you read, God said, one man, one woman, till death do you part? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
So you pray and ask God to take away your mate? You think that's going to make him happy? Absolutely not. Verse 16 and 17. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death. Now this is scary. I mean, I was a Christian a lot of years. I didn't even know this was in the Bible. If any man sees his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that you shall pray for it. Now, what if you go and pray for a man and he is committed to sin unto death? Now then, the thing about it is that's so scary about this, God doesn't tell you what the sin unto death is. That's what makes it scary. You know, we take... Now, does anybody know from God's Word, any experience anybody had in God's Word that was a sin unto death for a person?
Yeah.
Oh, what was it?
Ananias.
Oh, here's a lady up on the front said, I know a man and a woman, Ananias and Sapphira. And what did they do to God? They lied about what?
Money.
Money. Ooh. Lied about money, and how long did both of them live? Bam. Ooh, they dropped dead. In other words, Ananias, when he come in and said, Peter, we sold our piece of land for, I'll just use a fictitious number since he didn't say, we sold our piece of land for $50 and we want to give it all to the Lord. When they really sold it for $100. And Peter said, how dare you lie to the Holy Spirit? He said, that piece of land was yours. You could have sold it for anything you wanted to. You could have given God anything you wanted to. But now you've lied to God. He said, you're going to die. Bam! And Ananias dropped dead right there. They took him out and buried him. 3 hours later, the men that just buried him come walking in the door. His wife come walking in. He said, Sapphira, did you and your husband really sell that piece of land for $50 and you're going to give it all to the Lord? Yes. She said, that's a price. He said, why have you two made it up together to lie to God? Now, the men that just buried your husband will bury you. And bam, she fell instantly dead. And it said, in great fear fell upon the church. You know, I've made this statement in a lot of little meetings. I said, you know, we're going to have God told us to tithe. You know, some people don't believe that, but you know, it's in the book. He said, I'll curse you with a curse. That's the only place God says, I'll curse you with a curse if you're not a tither. Lots of people are sick or their finances are fell apart. Because they will not believe him. I said, I wonder what would happen if I were to say, okay, today is church time. All you people are members of this church. You're supposed to tithe to this church. So I'm going to take up an offering. And I want you to put your money in your envelope. And then I want you to one at a time come down here and put your offering in the bucket right here at the front. And so the man gets up and comes up and drops his in and goes back and sits down. The woman gets up, comes up, and drops it, and goes back and sits down. We get 8 or 10 people do that, and then a man gets up, comes down, drops his, turns around, takes one step, and falls on the floor. And I go over and check him. I said, he's dead. He has no pulse. I turn around, I pick up his envelope. I said, anybody know how much money this man makes? Well, yeah, I know him who works with me. He makes $1,000 a week. I said, oh, will he give $10 in his offering envelope? Yep, that's an... Okay, somebody come get him, haul him out. Next, who's next? You're laughing just like I guarantee if I was next to go down there and take mine down there, if I didn't have 10% in that envelope, I ain't going down there. If I seen God kill that man, I ain't that dumb. I ain't going down there unless I'm telling the truth. I'm either going to say, Lord, I ain't got a tithe, but just, Lord, I give you all I can. This is my love offering. But Lord, I ain't lying. I ain't going to say I'm giving you a tithe, but I'm not. Did you know if God wasn't merciful, how many of us would be dead today?
Absolutely.
I mean, most of us, right? I mean, does he really work with us? Oh, does he work with us? I mean, he's merciful to us. But look, let's finish this right quick, and then we'll take a break. Let's look right here after verse 16, and we'll talk about the sin. Look what 17 says. Now, all unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin not unto death. Thank you, Jesus, that there is a sin not unto death, because I've committed a bunch of them. And I think all y'all have too, right? You know you committed many a sin, and if God wasn't merciful to you, He would have already taken you out. So if He wasn't a merciful, mighty God, there wouldn't be nobody alive. In fact, I was in the Baptist church over here in Justin here a while back, and there was a lady standing there, and she was upset at somebody in that church. I said, "Ma'am, what's wrong with you? I know this lady well. I've known her for years." I said, "What's wrong with you?" She said, "Oh, Thurman, these people in this church, they just drive me crazy sometimes." I said, "Well, you know, get over it." She said, "You know, it's a good thing I'm not God." I said, "Why is that?" She said, "If I was God, I'd kill them all." I said, "Well, I'm glad you ain't God too. Because you'd have killed me a long time ago." Now then, let's look at verse 18. Let's look. This here's the kicker. In verse 18. "We know that whosoever is born of God does not sin." Now, wait a minute. Are you born of God?
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, are you supposed to sin?
I'm righteous, covered in the blood.
I'm Jesus.
We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.